This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
This time of year, the start of the holiday season, is catch up for many people. And because we have not seen our families, some of us, I haven't seen my son, his wife, his child, in almost 2 years. I can't believe it. And because children in my granddaughter's age range just got permission to get vaccinated, she is not protected yet. She's only had one shot, and it takes 2 weeks for it to really kick in, and then she has to finish. So they're not coming for this holiday. They'll come over the Christmas holiday. But because every year, not for the last two, but prior to that, I always try to make an effort to see people that I haven't seen before in a very long time. And I met one of my old college buddies for lunch. She had a fabulous career in the world of dance. She worked with Balanchine and all the major companies and the Russians and the Chinese and the Cubans. And we were reminiscing of how we started and got these first jobs out of school. Now, you guys, I don't even know if it exists, but I had to go after I got out of Barnard College. I couldn't get a job. No one could. You had to go to Speed Writing Institute or learn to take shorthand. Now, probably today, if you're getting out of school, you don't even know what that is, shorthand. And we could either be teachers, you know, if we pursue the right path, or we could be secretaries, which is what they were called in those days. Today, someone said it's not politically correct to be called a secretary. Well, I don't know what you can be called, but that was it. We had to go to Speed Writing Institute. For me, it was a nightmare because I'm a lefty and they made me use my right hand as a kid. So you can imagine, I have a handwriting that a doctor couldn't read. He couldn't read his own. He can't read mine. So I go to Speed Writing Institute. I have a really good memory, knock on wood. And I realized that I'd have to memorize what everyone was saying to me, pretending I was doing the speed writing because I could never read it when I wrote it. So I get a job, my first job for Coupon Magazine. It was a magazine that had pictures of a product and editorial use of it. It was the idea of a woman called Lorraine Borden. Lorraine Grouch, she was really a woman ahead of her time. She was quite fascinating. And she hired me to do everything. And some of you know this story. Part of her entourage was Lenny Bruce, the fabulous comedian. And we thought that was dirty comics in those days. He was like clean as snow compared to today. And Ouija, the world-famous photographer. And part of my job was to go to the station, which was at the magazine at the old Belmont Plaza Hotel, go upstairs to the penthouse where our office was, and wake up these two guys who lived the New York night scene. I mean, they literally were out all night and then would show up 3-4 in the morning, take blankets, lie down on the floor, and go to sleep. Well, my job was to get there before the work day began, wake them up. I was terrified. You know, I'd gently and gingerly walk over to Mr. Ouija, the photographer, and Lenny Bruce, and shake them by the shoulder. I'd say, "Mr. Bruce, can you get up now?" And he would utter a profanity and say, "Get out of my face, kid." Ouija, the photographer, who slept with his pictures, would give me photographs. I had no idea they were valuable or that he was a famous photographer. And he'd say, "Take these photographs, leave me alone, leave me alone." Once I accomplished that, and I wasn't so good at that, My boss had said to me one day, we're trying to sell advertising, and I need you to write letters to the heads of all the company. So you're going to write to the head, for example, of General Foods or General Motors, whatever these huge companies were, and you would write, Dear Mr. Hoosie. And I would explain about the magazine and then say, I would like to have your product in our magazine, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your, whatever you're selling, with editorial usage of it, and you're going to do such great business. So, of course, as my boss was dictating, I couldn't do the speed writing, so I'm trying to memorize what she said. Plus, because I'm not very good with manual dexterity, I wasn't very good. We had typewriters then at typing. So I wrote to the head of General Foods, Dear sir, we would like to have your ads in four color in our magazine with editorial usage of it. The problem was my finger slipped on the typewriter, and I invited him to have his, not ADS, but ASS, his ass in our magazine in four color with editorial usage of it. You know what? He wasn't happy. And he called my boss and he read it to her and he said, fire her today. So I'm a little chipper and my boss says, do you know what you did? And I said, no, because I didn't proofread it. And she said, you invited the head of a major corporation to have his ass in four colors in our magazine. He didn't like it, and I don't like it, so you're fired. I thought, how am I going to tell my mother, who invested in Speedwriting Institute after Barnard College, that I'm no longer employed? I get up feeling very sorry for myself, and as I'm opening the door, the boss says to me, can you write better than you can type? I said, yes. She said, well, I'm rehiring you as a writer. And honestly, that's how it all started. It all started with a typo that led to the future career. So sometimes it's a good thing to reminisce and go back and do all of these things. I'm thinking of all of you on Hanukkah, on Christmas, on all the holidays that are coming up. And I hope you get to share stories with old friends and with old families, because it really makes a difference. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to Let Me Tell You.